Hello and welcome to the Retail Week, our look at the big talking point in the sector over the last 7 days. I'm Grace Bowder, reporter for Retail Week, and I'm joined by senior reporter Becky Waller-Davis and executive editor George McDonald. Today, we are talking about John Lewis. Early this week, they held a 10-year strategy update, telling us about how they plan to operate over the next decade, being helmed by retail doyen Sir Charlie Mayfield. He's giving us his take on the seismic changes happening across the industry and how that affects John Lewis specifically. The response to the update has been quite mixed, so I'd be really interested to hear your guys' take on it. A bit of a punchy opener, how bad are things for John Lewis? Because on one hand, they've painted a picture of an update, but on the other hand, the numbers don't lie and they're not great.
No.
So what are your guys' thoughts on it?
I mean, they're not making any money in their first half, which I think is pretty shocking. I mean, that is not good, is it? And then second half, they've said profits are going to be way down, but they don't know, which obviously no one can predict the future. It's the golden quarter, but who knows? But they were way
down. You'd hope you could give some idea of the future. It's not, you know, what's going to happen in 100 years. It's what's going to happen at Christmas time.
Maybe that's the world
we're
living in.
No, I think you put your finger on it, actually. It epitomises the extent of uncertainty that there is in the whole of retail at the moment. You know, John Lewis has got a real sort of sense of itself and sense of purpose. But Charlie Mayfield was really insistent yesterday that he has got no crystal ball. So although obviously it's terrible that they're not going to make any money, I think, though, that, you know, they're preparing for really uncertain times. You know, they're going to be investing a lot in making sure that they get through the coming years, you know, that they don't just survive but thrive. Charlie Mayfield said, this is no time to bring the legions closer to Rome, which I think really shows that they are determined to be on the front foot. They're not in retreat. However, they've got to be ready for war, I suppose, to continue the Legionnaires metaphor.
So, I mean, last year profits were way down as well. Do you remember? It was something like 80% or 70% pre-tax profits were down over the full year.
And Waitrose wasn't doing very well.
Well, it was dragged down by Waitrose, wasn't it? But I mean, how much worse can things really get? Is my question.
Yeah,
presumably they don't know, according
to
Charlie.
True.
Let's say the bad news is out of the way then. We know the numbers aren't going to be good, and whilst that's important, I feel it would be remiss for us to focus on that alone, and I think that we're all in agreement on that. So how about we put a bit more flesh in the bones in terms of what the strategy actually is?
I mean, it's a continuation, isn't it, of what they're already doing. There's no kind of about turn that they're focusing on. They think they've got a good store estate, which I would agree with. They're definitely kind of winning on that front. Then they talk about continued very heavy investment, which I think is very interesting. You know, it's 500 million a year, isn't it, which is just, and an extra 500 million I think on top of the stuff they're already going to invest, but that's a lot of money, and it really dwarfs the amount of money that some of their competitors are spending. I mean, Hoff's making a big fuss about the 70 million that it will hopefully get from a new investor. That's nothing compared to the amount of money John Lewis
has. Yeah, it really is a war chest that they are amassing.
Yeah.
So where's it going?
It's going into, well, partners, first of all. They're really playing hard on the kind of partners card. They're rebadging to John Lewis and Partners and Waitrose and Partners in to try and kind of push those credentials. And they're also focusing on what they call differentiation rather than scale, which, again, I think is a continuation of something they're already doing. It's own brand, it's exclusives, it's a really interesting mix of brands, it's great service, it is not a huge rollout or, I don't know, having the biggest presence.
It's not a huge sea change.
No.
Yeah, I think it's an acceleration of things that are already in progress. I thought it was a very interesting point about differentiation rather than scale. You know, they think that, you know, there's a bit of a law of diminishing returns. It's not like the old days where you just open store after store, and if you build it, people will come. Yeah. It isn't like that anymore. And I do think when you look around and you see all these companies collapsing, you know, in a number of cases, you know, there was no reason to go to those retailers over and above somebody else. And I think there are quite a lot of retailers still like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Absolutely. So I do think it makes sense to really try and make the most of what makes them different. You know, we talk a lot about things like AI and robotics and stuff like that now, data. It's all really important. However, you can never lose sight of the difference that people can make.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they clearly have decided to nail their colours to the mast in that respect and really make a difference through people.
It's interesting what you say about diminishing returns, actually, because it's very true, isn't it? Whereas some businesses, I mean, Next, for example, has long relied on new stores equal more sales. It'll be interesting to see... but it'll be interesting to see what other retailers kind of make of that statement, that diminishing returns.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you don't need to look very far, do you, to see people closing shops?
No.
Everyone from M&S through to the various CVAs that have been going on.
Last time, and tell me if I'm wrong, but last time that John Lewis ploughed a load of investment in was around the recession, around 2008 time. And that was quite sort of in contrast to what a lot of other retailers did, and they came out on top as a result. It was a strategy that paid off. Will it work again?
The thing is, this isn't a sudden consumer recession. It's not a blip, is it? It's, you know, the recession was very unwelcome, obviously. Yeah. And it was an external force that affected people. This is very much internally driven. I think we're going, Charlie Mayfield said, didn't he? I think he spoke about a generational shift.
He did.
Was that his exact
yeah.
word? And it's very much consumer behaviour driven. It's
so
what
it's,
people
it's
want.
It's shoppers
so,
changing rather than shoppers reacting.
Exactly. Yeah. And yeah. Are they... Sure, they've got stronger balance sheets. They've got the foresight. I mean, Charlie Mayfield started talking about how bad things were going to be, I think, in Christmas 2017, didn't he? So they've got the foresight and the ability to invest in downturns and the war chest, like you said. But I think it's going to be very different this time around. I don't think this is a question of investor in the during a recession or a blip and reap the reward suddenly.
Yeah, you were talking about a blip. Another thing that Charlie Mayfield said, he said this is not a blip, it is a shift. I think it's very, very different from 2008 for exactly the reasons that you've just said. But one thing that isn't different is that John Lewis can go a bit against the grain. You know, it's strengthening its balance sheet, it's investing. You know, sadly, a lot of other retailers are not in a position to do that. You know, they were talking about differentiation yesterday from a customer's point of view, but, you know, I think their ability to spend this money shows the difference between them and other retailers. You know, who knows how it's all going to play out? However, they have played a good game over the years. So if I had to bet, I think that, you know, they will still be among the better performers in the years to come.
Well, that feels like a nice note to end it on, an optimistic one. Thanks so much for your thoughts, guys. Looking ahead to next week, we have updates from Primark, Sainsbury's and Supergroup as well. Also, if you want to read about any of the things we've discussed today, there's been some really great opinion pieces and news roundup pieces from both of these two, so do check them out on our website. If you prefer to just listen along, there is a listen-only option below if you're bored of our faces. I know I am. Joking, that's a bit harsh, isn't it? Thank you very much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.